Hi there, I'm Laura. I'm an occupational therapist and a yoga therapist. Welcome to our series of videos talking about the experience of high-functioning anxiety and how yoga therapy and therapeutic meditation can be supportive in this experience. So in this video, we're going to be talking about some of the risk factors, just some of the background information or personal history that you might have that can put you at a higher risk of having some level of anxiety. And the first one is being female. So the statistics show that with women, there is a higher percentage of the female population that does experience anxiety. The why behind that, we could look at a whole bunch of different things, and I think it would be really hard to nail down exactly why. There could be hormonal factors, there could be societal factors, there could be, you know, the personal roles that we fill. There's a lot of different things. But since I like to look at this as a process of working through anxiety by creating a stronger internal connection, I think one of the things that many women face is that the information they were raised with, that we grew up with, was that we are caregivers. We're always putting energy out toward others and our needs come second. And that is a pattern that can strongly support a feeling of disconnection from yourself, really like a feeling of abandoning or ignoring your own needs in favor of that output that is expected of us. So there's probably many other ways that we could talk about that, but because the work that I do is very much about reconnecting with yourself, that's the one that I want to highlight just for right now. The next risk factor that can increase your likelihood of developing any kind of anxiety, in particular high-functioning anxiety, but really any anxiety disorder, would be a history of trauma. This could be especially childhood trauma or adverse childhood experiences that can create some of the patterns that uphold the experience of anxiety. But trauma is something that can happen at any point during our life, and there's a lot of different experiences that can be kind of labeled as trauma, and that is a very personal experience. It's not really something that we can say, well, it checks off this box, and this box, so everyone would experience trauma from that. It is a much more personal experience and an internal experience of going through something that you felt like happened too quickly, it was overwhelming, and you did not have the coping strategies to manage it at that time. That has the potential to create an effect of trauma within your nervous system. And that can be many different experiences, but that can leave this pattern within us of having worry and anxiety, of using perfectionism to try to avoid any fault, any criticism, to avoid not feeling good enough or like we deserve to be somewhere or deserve to have certain opportunities. So if you have a history of a very difficult childhood or experiencing a traumatic event within your life, that can be an increased risk factor for having anxiety. The next one is having a family member with an anxiety disorder. And since we're talking about high-functioning anxiety, which is not technically a diagnosis, it's not a disorder, it's not in the DSM, it's more of just a cluster of experiences that we can kind of describe. It might be something that you learned very strongly from a parent or a family member, or just kind of a pattern in your family that worry and fear, extremely high expectations, are the norm. So you may have absorbed that into your own thought patterns. You may have absorbed that into your own self-view, and it might be something that has really impacted your core values and what it is that kind of drives you and how you engage with the world. So looking a little bit into our family history and some of the other people around us, if they have patterns of anxiety, chances are a little bit higher that we might also have patterns of anxiety. Even more specific one is that if you're direct caregiver, either genetic caregiver, like your biological parent, there could be a biological component to that, but also your direct caregiver is a lot of how you structure your thought patterns and your self-concept. So if our direct caregiver as a child had patterns of anxiety, there's an even stronger chance that we may also develop patterns of anxiety. And then the last risk factor that we're going to talk about is significant life stress, which I always kind of giggle at this one because I don't know anyone who lives in the modern world that doesn't have some sort of significant experience of stress. Kind of comes with the territory. Having something like a job that requires you to work really long hours, or a family situation where you're a caregiver and you have like a really high demand in your home situation, some sort of significant life stressor and high pressure situation that exists in your life is an increased risk factor for anxiety. I know that seems like kind of an obvious one, but it's also why it's so important for us to have healthy coping strategies, because we've all got stress. It comes with the territory of being a modern human. So if we don't have healthy coping strategies that we can automatically go to that are like really strong patterns for us, we will usually start to lean into some of the less healthy coping strategies, and there's a plethora of them. And it's not hard to find them. Pat and I were watching a show the other day, and we were saying how like three different commercials came on, and it was alcohol, gambling, and shopping with a credit card. And we were like, holy cow. Like, these are the things that they are putting in front of people to be like, hey, got stress? Like, look at these things. These things will make you feel better. So it's kind of put front and center there in our society that if you need a not helpful coping strategy, they're laid out for you very clearly. So we have to work a little bit harder at making sure that we put the healthy coping strategies front and center right there in our vision. Almost literally sometimes, I will have people write things on post-it notes and stick it in different places so that they remember to use their breath as a tool, so that they remember to take a movement break, so that they remember to go outside and get sunshine on their face. All of these little healthy coping strategies that can help us to process through just the normal stress of being a human. We really need those healthy coping strategies, but especially if you're looking at this list of risk factors and you're like, oh man, I got a few of them, that just means to be a little bit more vigilant of your internal process and your internal experience for things that might look like patterns of worry, fear, and anxiety. So I hope that helps you to have a better understanding of this experience of living with high functioning anxiety and how yoga can be there to support us to create a stronger relationship with ourselves so that we feel internal support and internal trust so that we can fully engage and navigate through whatever challenges life throws at us. Hi there, I'm Laura. Thanks for being here. If you enjoyed this video, make sure that you are subscribed. You can also head over to lauragyoga.com to get into our virtual yoga studio. That is our community for healing and self-development through the techniques of yoga therapy. You can join us for meditation sessions, therapeutic workshops, live yoga classes. You can check out the on-demand yoga therapy library with over 400 videos and growing every day. And you can also book a private session to work with me as a yoga therapist. You might want to check out one of these videos picked out especially for you, and I will see you in the next one.